Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle.
So COVID-19, you know, you can speculate all you want about when it's going to end. The truth is it's nowhere near in sight, and we might, you know, realistically still have a long way to go before things go back to normal.
Yeah, but the question is, how confident are Singaporean companies when it comes to a business recovery in the next year or so?
Well, there's a new study by Workday. It's titled Finance Disrupted Industry Preparedness Index, a global leader in cloud enterprise technology for finance and human resources. Now, it was found that 2/3 of businesses, about 66%, are not confident in their business recovery prospects for the first quarter of this year.
However, it isn't all doom and gloom. More than three quarters, 76%, say they are more confident over the next 12 months.
All right. Fair enough. Well, the report follows the recent announcement of the Singapore 2021 budget that, of course, emphasized the importance of growing a vibrant business community here in Singapore. You're looking at things like innovation, international collaboration, all this at the heart of the country's economic recovery strategy.
We can't ignore it, though, despite significant headway that was made in recovery efforts following a year of COVID-19. The study has found that almost half, 46% of Singaporean industries, are still struggling to manage the business disruption.
So what are the challenges and how do we overcome them? Let's find out more from Lee Tong Tan, who's the CFO Practice Lead for Asia at Workday. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
All right, Lee Tong, let's do this. Workday recently releasing a study titled Finance Disrupted Industry Preparedness Index. Tell us more about this study by Workday.
Yeah, so I think as you mentioned earlier on, I think the good thing is more than 3/4 actually says of the companies actually says that they're confident over the next 12 months. But obviously, with all the things that are still happening around the world, 66% are still not confident of the prospect in the first quarter of 2021. So I think that's understandable. But what is really encouraging is that there's an overwhelming 96% of the Singaporean companies across the different industries who are proactively driving digital and technological transformation. So that's really good news. And on top of that, almost a similar kind of number, 95% of their CEO equally invested in transformation. Yep, but of course, we still have, transformation is one thing. You know, the thought that you want to do it is one thing, but the other thing is there's still 54% who feel that they are still behind their peers in terms of the investment in technology.
Right. But Lee Tong, of course, this isn't the first time you've done a study like this, and I'm curious to know how far different was it this time in comparison to previous ones?
If we talk about the situation now, so compared to the previous one, the last time that we looked at it, before COVID-19, yes, there's all this transformation going on. Right? People are putting money into it and they're transforming their business. But with COVID-19, it really, and that's also according to our survey, with COVID-19, it forces companies to really think about what else can I do? Because the transformation speed and pace that they have been doing is not just not fast enough. They have to really respond to it. And right now, I think a lot of companies, as our survey has suggested, many of them have really taken initiatives to put the investment into technology so that they can transform to this new norm, remote working and all that coming through.
Wow, it sounds like it's difficult to, the people are still not coming to terms with getting from point A to point B. Are these companies therefore looking at transformation as a means to survive instead of grow? Is this a mindset change that needs to happen?
I think there are two things. First of all, of course, there is always a mindset kind of a question mark there. Mm. And as our survey has suggested, so first of all, when Singaporean companies want to invest in technology, so one that comes to mind immediately is, okay, yeah, we want to invest, but the thing is that the pace of technological evolution is just too fast. What if I put in money right now and it takes another 9 to 12 months to implement a finance system, for example? What if it goes out of date by then? Then what do I do? So that's one thing. The other thing is also, if I take from a finance perspective, to put in a finance system is always, you know, because we traditionally are playing a stewardship role. Mm. So that means that we are typically a cost center, and the business just doesn't see the value of technological investment in this area. They would rather put it in the front end to grow the business, to grow the customer base. So I think that those are two. And of course, on the first one, the risk of investing technology that is going to be outdated in, let's say, 9 to 12 months, that's because if we use a traditional mindset, when you put in a application, a software, a finance software, generally, it doesn't get updated for a long, long time. You use it for, and this is very common when we speak to customers, 10 years, 15 years, or even 20 years, they're still using the same piece of tool. And of course, things have changed so much in the world, and somehow that tool is unable to really catch up with what's required from the business. And there's not a lot of update in between, or you have to go through huge updates or upgrades involving a lot of resources. But what they do not know is that with the new technology, and just like Workday, all these updates are done regularly. So we do updates every 2 years, twice a year. So, and it happens in the background. So like just like an app on your phone. And therefore, it's very different from the old ways of looking at technological updates. And of course, on the value itself, I would say that as a finance professional, we now have to, with the changing world, really we have to change from just playing the role of a stewardship role, but to evolve into a more strategic business partnering role. Because once you do that, you are adding value to the business. You are guiding the business to really know how to grow it, how to pivot, how to transform. So it's going to be a very, very different kind of mindset shift, but of course supported by technological investment.
Right. I hear you. Well, Lee Tong, with that, I have this one question. Like, if you look at the data that came out of the survey, you find that businesses aren't confident about the first quarter of 2021, but they are confident, more confident when you talk about the whole year. So what's the difference?
Okay, so I think last year when COVID really hit us in March, right? So people are really responding to it. So we're all forced to work from home, and companies start investing in the remote working. We have all these conference calls, video calls, and all that. And it took a while before companies realized that, hey, you know, that is not enough, and we need to invest in technology. So I think companies are now in the recovery phase. They are in the process of investing in technology. It could be in finance, it could be in HR, it could be in also some of the front-end kind of technology. So all these are in the work, and they're going through that change management as well. So I would say that because they're still in the process of change, it would take a while to adapt. And of course, the situation is changing, and then with the rollout of the vaccine and everything's are looking rosier. I would say that if you put a 12-month kind of time frame, people will be more confident that, hey, by then, external situation could become better. And from internal perspective, my implementation, the change management, the technology could be more in place, and people are more used to it. And I think it's really just a time frame and recovery phase of where they are right now.
So which are the industries that are not as confident that need these 12 months as according to the survey?
Yeah, so according to the survey, I think those that are still struggling a little bit and behind the curve would be higher education. 84% are feeling that they're still trying to build back, you know, to get themselves prepared for it. Public sector, 75%, real estate, 73%. So I think those are still a bit struggling behind the curve. But on the flip side, we do have industries like financial services, healthcare. They are actually doing quite well. Only 18% and 14% respectively between financial services and healthcare are feeling that they are still struggling. And I think to put some perspective, Singapore is a well-established financial hub, and therefore I think we have put in, the banks here have put in a lot of investment into that technology, whether it be front-end or back-end. And of course, our Singapore government has also been largely focusing on the healthcare services infrastructure and resiliency over the past decade. And if you look at these two industries, they are also very disrupted. Right, so financial services, fintech, we hear about it every day. And on the medical, on healthcare side, we are now disrupted by also telemedicine for many years. It's just that it took a COVID-19 to really force everyone into using all this fintech, telemedicine. But they have been disrupted, so I think they are certainly have already put in a lot of investment ahead of time. And so they are obviously, I think, more prepared.
You mentioned some of the industries there that have struggled a little bit. We know that finance, tech have done all right. But the ones that are struggling, how do you think they'll benefit from the 2021 budget, emerging stronger together?
I think with the budget emerging stronger together, there's a lot of slew of incentive that is going to help them in terms of the transformation. So I think not only is the budget providing them the funding in terms of transformation, investment, but also some kind of professional assistance there. But ultimately, I think what is more important is that they should know, because even if you have the money, the funding and the resources to do a transformation, it is important to know what are you aiming for? What does good look like? Because many a time, you could be saying, oh, I'm going through a transformation. I'm going to change a system. I'm going to change my finance system. But at the end of the day, you could be getting a piece of tool, a new tool, and you do an implementation. And when you walk out of it, it's just a shinier tool, but it doesn't really give you a real transformation with innovations embedded in there. So I would suggest that it is important to know what good looks like, what you're aiming for. And for that, I have probably three things that when we're talking to our customers, you know, what are they looking for? Generally, I think there are three things. So first, they are looking for a frictionless finance team. So it means that the system that you put through must be able to make it a seamless process flow across the organizations to increase the efficiency of how they work, how they interact, because people are not seeing each other every day now, right? So we just need to make sure that process is smooth, is that they're able to do business as usual without a lot of human intervention. Then that also makes it efficient, and with less human intervention, less error, and therefore there'll be more trust in the whole process. Now, once you settle this basic ground, then you move on to the next thing, because businesses nowadays, just like when you're driving, you need a GPS to tell you where it's heading, is there any headwind and things like that. So companies want to be a decision-ready organization. They want to be able to make decisions on the fly with real-time information, insights, and data. And that's where, you know, you go into the next phase, you settle the processes, you want to now, finance wants to provide those insight information to the organization, and not only to the CEOs, but also to all the line managers, the head of departments, and everyone who requires those information to make those decisions. So instead of having stale data that you have once a month from finance, we want to, you know, they really want those information real time. Now, if you are able to gain that insight, knowing what to do, but that's not enough, because looking at the past is only telling you one side of the story. What is more important is the agility part, because companies now need to know, with all these changes that's happening around the world, you want to have a lot of scenario ahead of you, right? And not only a forecasting process, but knowing what if this happened? What if Malaysia gets locked down? What if Hong Kong opens up? What is the vaccine rollout is slowed down? There's a lot of what if. So what you want to know, what businesses really want to know, is what can they do? How is it going to impact their bottom line, the supply chain? What about their working capital, their cash flow? What can they do? So I think it's really moving away from just looking backward, but more into moving forward. So I think that's really how a company can transform themselves. And that's how also Workday help companies like Aon, Netflix, Deakin Universities, and Enzyme in Singapore to do that.
I think it's great. But final question for you, Lee Tong, and I suppose this is to do with leadership and mindset shift. Yes. I mean, what would you say to businesses that are trying to justify the cost of tech investments with their own profit motives?
Yeah, sure. That's a very good question. And that's something that I would say that is a struggle, actually, for back offices like finance and HR. And I would say that generally, if we stay in a stewardship role and we see ourselves as a call center reporting numbers, then it's going to be hard to justify to the business, because the business is looking at, so what value are you going to bring to me with this big investment in technology? And therefore, apart from putting a tool, and that's easy, compared to the mindset and the role shift. Because if you are able to shift to become a strategic business partner, and you are coming to the table with your business head to tell them, hey, you know, this is where your risk and this is where your opportunity, this is how you're going to, what you're going to sell, to where, to who, at what kind of pricing, and grow the business, and this is how you're going to get your funding, your kind of investment, and your ROI, that's going to change totally, right? So I think there is going to be, there's a request by the business for finance to also change their role. So first, we have to change that. And therefore, as accountants, we have to move out from our cubicle, just reporting numbers, to really in the front line working the business. That's one thing. But also, more importantly, you know, once you settle that, you have to we have to make sure that we get the right solution, a solution that is future-proofing your business. So we want to walk away saying, hey, if you put something, you implement it in the next 9 to 12 months, you will be assured that it is going to be future-proof. You don't have to worry that, hey, you know, if there's a new technology or if my business is going to shift, am I agile enough to move in the new direction very quickly? Or do I always have to wait for a 6 months or 12 months re-implementation to make it work? Right. I think those are the few things that the people side and choosing the right direction. And of course, to the voice from the top, I find that that is very, very important, because if you have the support all the way from the CEO that this is a transformation project and all the business comes together, it's not just a finance or HR or back office kind of project, then it's going to make a lot of difference.
All right. Thanks a lot for sharing with us your thoughts. Lee Tong Tan, who is the CFO Practice Lead for Asia at Workday. Lee Tong, have a great week ahead and stay safe, yeah?
Thank you, and you too.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.